Tech News with Stephen Ambrose.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Very good yourself.
All right, thank you. Apparently groceries are going high tech.
Not that they weren't in some strange, odd way, but yeah. If you haven't been hiding under a rock, it's been all over the news and all over the internet, and the Techerati and the Twitterati have been going crazy. A little company called Amazon. Amazon is the company we all love to, well, we all started, I'm dating myself, buying DVDs from many years back and books and whatnot. And they've become the poster child for online retail across the globe. Many have copied them. In fact, most have copied them. But no one seems to quite get better than Amazon.com. And guess what they've just done? They've bought themselves a grocery store. Can you believe that?
Well, you know what, Steve? I mean, we were speaking about these Amazon smart shops not so long ago. You walk in, you don't scan your, there's no scanner or anything. You just pick your groceries, put them in the bags, and you take them out.
Well, that's exactly. I mean, they've got one of those as a trial near their head office. And apparently they're struggling a little with more than 20 people in the store at the same time. They seem to lose the odd can of peas. So, technology is unfortunately not infallible, but it certainly points the way to a sort of more useful future, or a future where it's a lot less hassle. I mean, some people, shopping's an outing. For most people, buying the groceries is a chore. You plan it, you go and you wander up and down aisles, and you stand in lines while you wait, and the kids pick rubbish off the, those channels of torture with all the sweets and chips and rubbish that they sell. And it turns into a little bit of an expedition. Now, Amazon are the masters of frictionless purchasing. They've turned online shopping into a complete art. And I mean, in many cases in America now, I think about 14 or 15 different cities, you can get groceries within an hour of clicking online. And in fact, they've got their little dash button. So if you're sitting in the kitchen and you've run out of, wipes or whatever, you just push the button and an hour later they get delivered to your door. So the whole convenience of online shopping, the whole ease and simplicity is certainly a huge deal. But I think what was happening, and this is probably where it goes, this is complete opinion and speculation on my side, but I'm seeing it starting to creep out. I think people actually like the option of wandering in a store and seeing what's available, touching and feeling before they buy. And I think that's fairly fundamental to the way people work.
Yeah.
And I think Amazon have realized that perhaps they need to close the loop now. They've got unbelievable ability to deliver. They've got unbelievable infrastructure to get goods and send goods to people. But I think moving into retail is a really, really smart move. And this purchase at around about $14 billion is a huge one and significant. I think we're going to see big changes coming to retail over the next couple of years.
Who knew that high tech and good ideas would mean going back to the basics? Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. We'll catch up with you 11 a.m. on Thursday.
On Thursday, absolutely.
Thank
good to
so
chat
much.
And we'll chat soon.
Always good to speak to you. Take care. Bye-bye.